Welcome to Chronicle the Podcast. I'm Shayna Seymour. On a recent trip to Los Angeles, I sat down with late night talk show host and executive producer of Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy Kimmel. In addition to his nightly show on ABC, Kimmel's got a lot going on, including a reimagined game show to raise money for charity, and he's also expanding his resume to author and illustrator. Kimmel was kind, gracious, welcoming, and of course, so funny, making it hard to believe he never thought he'd make it on TV. I start by asking about that infamous feud between Kimmel and Cambridge native Matt Damon. Take a listen. So I have to start by asking you, I'm from Boston.
Yes.
About our homeboy, Matt Damon. Mm. What is up with your relationship?
And we don't have a relationship. He's not the kind of person I want to be around. And he's probably sitting in the dressing room right now, waiting to get on the show tonight. And I'll tell you right now, it's not gonna happen.
When did this start? What is this?
It started the second year of the show. Was a bad night. I don't remember who was on, but I said apologies to Matt Damon at the end of the show. And my executive producer was standing next to the camera and he started laughing. And so I started doing it every night to make him laugh. And then it just became a thing.
And did he like the thing?
He liked the thing at first, but it's turned into a genuine, real bad blood in which a lot of people have been killed.
Okay. All right. Your name, Time Magazine. In 2018, one of the most influential people in the world. You're heading into your 18th season of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Congratulations.
Yes. I peaked, in other words.
You peaked, yeah.
That's it.
Now you're going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's all done. All right, so, congratulations.
Thanks.
When you started out in this business, was the goal to have your own late night talk show?
No, the goal was to be able to get $20 out of the ATM, really. I started in radio. That was my thing. I never imagined I would be on television. In fact, when I was a disc jockey working in Seattle, they asked me and my partner to host one of these late night horror movies, you know, it was like Friday the 13th or something. And so we would do the little wraparounds on TV and I watched it. We taped it and then I went home and watched it and I looked at myself and I thought, well, I know I'll never be on TV because I'm terrible at it. And I wasn't being humble. I just evaluated my gifts and I saw that I had none and decided that that was not what I would do. So I got on the radio, but I happened to be on the radio in Los Angeles. And people who had shows would hear me and they thought I was funny and they'd say, hey, come audition for this, come audition for that. And I would go and really just because I wanted money. I never got anything until this game show, Win Ben Stein's Money. And that's how I got started in TV.
All right, let's talk game shows.
Okay.
You're hosting another one coming up in April. Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us anything about this, what viewers can expect?
Well, it's the show that you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It is, instead of Regis, it's me. And so that's a step down. And the guests, the contestants are celebrities, most of whom are probably millionaires already. So we're getting right off on a bad foot. But the money is for charity. And, you know, it's fun. It's a fun show. It's fun to play along. And I think it'll be fun doing it again.
Can you give us any of the celebrities?
I don't know any of the celebrities.
And in fact, you in the dark?
Can I be totally honest with you?
Yes.
And you will think I'm not being, but I am. Until I read the press release the other day, I did not know it was celebrities. I thought it was regular contestants.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well this is extra fun then.
I know nothing.
You know nothing. That's fair. But you posted the Emmys, you posted the Oscars, you've done it all. What has been a career high for you?
Oh, let's see. Well, hosting the Oscars was pretty great. I did that a couple of times. I hosted the Emmys a couple of times. I've hosted everything. I hosted the ESPYs 5 times, I think.
Oh,
no,
gosh, yeah.
One time, sorry. No, I hosted the American Music Awards 5 times. I don't even know what I hosted anymore. But the best thing about it, the career high, if you will, is getting the chance to get to know some of these comedians that I loved when I was a kid, like Don Rickles, people like that, to be able to go to dinner with Bob Newhart, or to have Eddie Murphy on the show is like, it's something that I never imagined I'd get the chance to talk to any of these people and to meet guys and women like that. Carol Burnett, who we wait all week to see her show in our house when I was a kid. To be able to do that sort of thing and to know these people is exciting.
Your favorite interview?
Oh, boy, my favorite interview.
You've got a lot of people in this chair.
Yeah, gosh. Let's see. My favorite interview. I had a fun interview with George Bush, believe it or not.
Really?
About
Which one?
A year and a half ago.
Oh.
The younger
yes.
one. And Charles Barkley is always a lot of fun. Tom Brady was here, you know.
I know.
Yeah, and
yeah.
that was.
So, how
boy,
do we feel about that?
I swooned. I don't know. I don't know how else to describe what happened.
He's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
Dream interview.
Dream interview. I've had most. You know, we've been on a long time, so.
Yeah.
I've had. You
Everybody.
Know, I've had Oprah on. It'd be fun to interview the Pope. I guess would be fun.
Fair enough.
Banksy, the artist, and nobody knows. I've never had Madonna or Jerry Seinfeld on, and those are two people that I would like to have on the show, not together necessarily.
Why not?
I don't know. It just hasn't happened.
They don't want to come play?
Maybe. It just hasn't worked out for whatever reason. But there's still, I still have some people in mind. And then there are people that, you know, I talk to people for 8 minutes and then 4 minutes after that. So there's always plenty to talk about.
All right, so let's talk about your new book, The Serious Goose.
This is a book for children that I've written and illustrated. All the money that I make goes to children's hospitals here in L.A. and around the country. And the Goose is my nickname for my 5-year-old daughter, Jane. I call her Goose, and I'll say, are you a silly goose or a serious goose? And she'll say, I'm a serious goose if she's in a bad mood. And the kids, as you read the book, have to make the serious goose laugh, make the goose into a silly goose. So it's a fun book. It takes less than 5 minutes to read, which is key. It's got a mirror inside where kids can look in and do funny things. And it's for a good cause.
All right, I'm getting the rap signals.
Oh, you are?
So I need to, you know, okay. I understand you're from the East Coast, and you're a huge Boston Red Sox fan, Patriots fan, Celtics fan, Bruins fan. What love can you give to Bostonians?
I can give a lot of love to Boston, but not in the sports department. Listen, I'm a Lakers fan, first of all, which I'm sure will horrify you.
Yes.
But I did. I always did. You know what? The Red Sox always were my favorite American League team, largely because I hate the Yankees. So we have in common,
okay,
right?
There we go.
A mutual hatred for the Yankees.
All right. So are you going to give me a tour of this place?
Would you like one?
I would love a tour.
All right. I'll show you around.
You can find that tour on WCVB.com/chronicle. The studio was awesome. It was really big. And I met and got to take a selfie with security guard Guillermo. And I even got to see where Beyoncé likes to sit when she is a guest. Kimmel, no doubt, was a lot of fun to talk to. In May, he'll team up once again with 1970s sitcom producer Norman Lear to host and executive produce another live in front of a studio audience. The two previously recreated episodes of All in the Family, The Jeffersons, and Good Times with an all-star cast. Chronicle the Podcast is produced and edited by Ellen Fleming and Gino Morrow. Our managing editor is Julie Mahegan. Naka Faison is our executive producer. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and watch Chronicle Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m. on WCVB-TV, Channel 5. Until next time, I'm Shayna Seymour.